Come on, rain, shouted Armpit. Blow this way. Maybe it'll rain so hard it will fill up the whole lake, said Squid. We can go swimming. 40 days and 40 nights, said X-Ray. Guess we better start building us an ark. Get 2 of each animal, right? Right, said Zigzag. 2 rattlesnakes, 2 scorpions, 2 yellow-spotted lizards. The humidity, or maybe the electricity in the air, had made Zigzag's head even more wild-looking. His frizzy blonde hair stuck almost straight out. The horizon lit up with a huge web of lightning. In that split second, Stanley thought he saw an unusual rock formation on top of one of the mountain peaks. The peak looked to him exactly like a giant fist, with the thumb sticking straight up. Then it was gone, and Stanley wasn't sure whether he'd seen it or not. I found refuge on God's thumb. That was what his great-grandfather had supposedly said after Kate Barlow had robbed him and left him stranded in the desert. No one ever knew what he meant by that. He was delirious when he said it. But how could he live for 3 weeks without food or water? Stanley had asked his father. I don't know. I wasn't there, replied his father. I wasn't born yet. My father wasn't born yet. My grandmother, your great-grandmother, was a nurse in the hospital where they